Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning. It is 8 o'clock, and this is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Tuesday, May 26th. We'll be taking a look at some more openings on the way, and There was a wild party over in one of our neighboring states. We'll hit that story.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. With an overcast start to the morning, rain chances will stay with us for a while this morning. Will this continue over the next couple of days? Our complete forecast in just a few minutes.
More offices are opening today throughout Sedgwick County and Wichita.
City Hall is opening along with the Municipal Court and all Wichita Public Library locations except for the Linwood Park branch. The main Sedgwick County Courthouse is opening, but will require screening before you're allowed to enter the building. Wichita State is also beginning to reopen its campus today as well. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Even as the U.S. approaches 100,000 deaths from COVID-19, many people were ignoring social distancing orders on Memorial Day weekend.
People in the Lake of the Ozarks, Missouri, acted like they used to, not worried about wearing masks or getting too close to each other. It happened in Daytona Beach, too, on this Memorial Day weekend like no other.
Just go ahead and shut down all eastbound.
With all the focus on social distancing, or the lack of it.
It's been, like, packed. Everybody's just, I don't really think people really care about the quarantine.
Sunshine on the West Coast drew lots of people, not packed like a typical holiday weekend, and far more cautious than usual.
People are just looking to see where they're going to put their beach chairs.
For many Americans, this was also the first chance to eat out in months, with many states allowing 50% capacity.
That's Fox's Rick Leventhal with that story. Kansas taxpayers would get more information about property tax increases under a plan approved by lawmakers.
Legislators passed a bill before wrapping up their session requiring cities and counties to send notices to residents when property tax collections will go up. It also says local governments must hold public hearings on tax rates. Republican Senator Karen Tyson says the bill gives property taxpayers a better chance to weigh in on increases.
The bill is about transparency. It's about local control. And it's about taxpayers having a voice.
The bill also repeals a 2015 cap on property tax increases by local governments. In response to the economic challenges caused by coronavirus, the plan gives people more time to pay their property taxes. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
Sedgwick County announcing that three COVID-19 clusters, comprised of a pair of businesses and one church, are no longer active and considered closed.
The three clusters accounted for 26 COVID-19 cases. There are still seven active clusters in the community. A cluster is considered active until all cases have been recovered for at least two consecutive 14-day periods. There are a total of 27 cases associated with clusters in churches, 129 associated with long-term care, 25 to business, and 53 associated with a correctional facility. The county's COVID-19 data dashboard has the current cluster data. We've provided a link at our website, knssradio.com. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment says COVID-19 has contributed to 188 deaths in Kansas. That's three more since the total from last Friday. There have been 13 new people hospitalized. The state has had 800 hospitalizations since the pandemic began. So far, 89% of the people tested in the state have tested negative for the virus. 11% of those tested are coming up positive for COVID-19. As of noon yesterday, Sedgwick County has 21 related deaths from the virus. COVID-19 testing by the Sedgwick County Health Department will resume today. Kansas farmers are projected to harvest 284 million bushels of winter wheat this year. Kansas Information Network's Steve Allinghouse with more.
The forecast from the annual wheat quality tour held for the past 50 years by the Wheat Quality Council came during a virtual wheat tour held via Zoom this week amid the coronavirus pandemic. Instead of the typical caravan of cars traveling across the state, the group worked with certified crop advisors, extension agents, farmers, and others to make observations. It is hosted by Kansas Wheat and K-State Research and Extension in conjunction with the Kansas Department of Agriculture and others in the industry. The group's forecast pegged the anticipated wheat yield in Kansas this year at 44.5 bushels per acre.
This more modest forecast comes just days after the U.S. Agriculture Department issued its forecast of 306 million bushels for the Kansas winter wheat crop. A little less fanfare this year on Memorial Day, and some sounds you have probably never heard before from Mother Nature. Stories are on the way. KNSS News Time is 8:05. With Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. President Trump marked Memorial Day yesterday with less fanfare amid the pandemic.
The coronavirus pandemic was unmistakable, even as President Trump paid honor to fallen service members on Memorial Day.
In recent months, our nation and the world have been engaged in a new form of battle against an invisible enemy.
Speaking at Baltimore's Fort McHenry, the inspiration for lyrics that would become the national anthem, President Trump acknowledged the thousands of military personnel caring for patients. Baltimore's mayor, Jack Young, asked the president to stay away from the city, saying it sends the wrong message while much of the region remains under stay-at-home orders. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Listen to your radio here. Some sounds from Mother Nature you've probably never heard before.
Documentary makers using animatronic spy creatures went far into the world of mountain gorillas, and for the very first time in history, they were able to record the animals in the wild singing. No, it's not exactly Taylor Swift, and they are singing with their mouths full. You can catch more grooving grunts on the PBS series Spy in the Wild 2. And this may sound like a funky little bird, but it's really a cat, the Chilean Gunya cat. These are mysterious little guys about half the size of your house cat, weighing in about 6 pounds. This cat featured in the National Geographic series The Photo Ark, which is documenting endangered species. And the Gunya was the 10,000th animal photographed and recorded for the series. Take pause. Jill Nato, Fox News.
It's 8:10 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Here on this Tuesday morning of May 26th, back to the work week after Memorial Day holiday yesterday. And let's check traffic and weather.
This morning out there in traffic, we've got gasoline prices here in the Wichita area. $1.64 a gallon. Spotted $1.63 a gallon near Lincoln and Hydraulic. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And let's check our weather forecast heading into this Tuesday with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We will see some areas of scattered showers track across south-central Kansas this morning. It'll be breezy today with a high 72. Partly cloudy overnight, our low 56. And again, an isolated shower or thunderstorm may drift in on Wednesday afternoon. A bit warmer with a high 77. Scattered storms Thursday and 76. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we do have some scattered light rain in the area. We have a breeze out of the north-northwest. It is 59 degrees. We're on our way to a high today of 72. The weather forecast here on this Tuesday, May 26th. 3 months from right now, the Republican National Convention is set to take place in Charlotte. But of course, in these days, we need to have probably a backup plan or even more backup, multiple backup plans if that doesn't if we're not able to get that pulled off. Let's find out more from Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland in the nation's capital this morning and see what the Republican National Committee has in mind. Hello, Rachel.
Hey, good morning, Ted. Yeah, the Republican National Committee may be between kind of a rock and a hard place here. The president wanting this convention in all of its full regalia in 3 months in Charlotte, North Carolina. However, there's still some tight restrictions on large gatherings there. And the clock is ticking, really. The president tweeted at Governor Roy Cooper yesterday asking for an immediate response as to whether or not the Republican National Committee can take full occupancy in August. And Cooper's office responded by saying they're watching health data, so no real immediate response. So the question is, if the president or the Republican National Committee were to move the convention, first of all, that's a tall task because conventions take months, if not years, to plan. And where would they go? I mean, one competitor apparently is emerging is Jacksonville, Florida, which has a low rate of infection and a Republican governor to boot. So that's one possibility.
Does the RNC have a timetable for coming up with this decision, or does that still depend on what the president and in North Carolina battle out in the next few weeks?
I would say, yeah, I don't have a hard timeline from any administration or excuse me, campaign officials, but it's sooner rather than later as far as knowing. And you've probably covered conventions. They are places where you are see and you want to be seen, and if you're pressing the flesh, there's hardly any room to move at all. And there's a lot of planning that goes into it. You need hotels. You need places for people to go. It's usually an economic boom for any kind of city that lands a convention, short of like what the Olympics, because of the money that can be made. But it looks at this point that if Governor Cooper isn't budging, that the Republican National Committee will be looking at an alternate site.
And any event this large, as you pointed out, communities always welcome that and all the good things it can bring. But boy, something like this could also, in these days, bring huge headaches along with it.
Absolutely. The Democratic National Committee is looking at opportunities for remote voting for their delegates and social distancing, maybe doing a convention a little different, if not completely remotely. And they were supposed to do theirs in August in Milwaukee. So certainly Milwaukee wouldn't want to lose the business. But again, health officials have said that as we return to normal and states are beginning to reopen, all 50 states have some form of reopening, that the large gatherings like sporting events, rock concerts would be those would be the last things to get back to normal.
Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland is in the nation's capital. How did things go in D.C. for the Memorial Day holiday yesterday?
You know, it was a different kind of Memorial Day. The president was at Arlington National Cemetery, where a wreath was laid at the Tomb of the Unknowns. National cemeteries were open. Basically, Arlington was open to pass holders. You had to wear a face mask, though. So things a bit different. No parades, nothing like that. There were people out, you know, doing in the parks. I mean, for sure, we had some nice weather, so people were out and about. But very different this year.
Obviously so. Thanks for checking in with us. Have a great day.
You too.
That's Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland live from the nation's capital this morning talking about the Republican National Convention, 3 months from now in Charlotte, maybe. We'll see what the president and the Governor Cooper in North Carolina and can figure out whether or not they proceed with that.
They'll just have to keep those plans flexible, just in case.
Yeah, as kind of we all are these days.
Yeah.
We think things will happen in a few months, may or may not.
Why should they have it any easier
than the rest of us? Exactly. It's 8:16 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS on this Tuesday morning. As we're back at it for a shorter work week for those that are working, a 5-day work week anymore, if even that applies. You know, it's a lot of that's gone by the wayside. We won't know for a while if there will be a baby boom because of all the time people have spent at home because of the coronavirus. Will we see all these Christmas babies being born this year? We'll see. But we do know an effort to keep a nearly extinct species going has taken a hit. Animal experts have been trying to expand the ranks of subspecies of the northern white rhino by in vitro fertilization.
Right.
There are only two. They're both females. The goal is to create viable embryos in a lab and then inseminate them with the frozen sperm from the dead male rhinos. But because of travel restrictions caused by the virus, experts from Kenya, the Czech Republic, Germany, and Italy have not been able to get together to work on the project.
Huh.
But, I mean, the stuff is frozen. Should keep, right? I guess.
You would
hope
so.
That's the theory, you know. So we'll see if that's front burner stuff. The guitarist for Queen, Brian May, has had quite a month of health issues.
Yes, I've heard of that.
And not because of the coronavirus, though. He says he has severely tore a muscle in his posterior while gardening,
yep.
Let's put it that way. And now he says the pain was inconsistent with his injury, so he tried to figure that out. And another MRI revealed he had a compressed sciatic nerve, which,
if you've
ever had that, that is not nice to deal with. Then sometime after that, he says he experienced about 40 minutes of chest pain, and he said that was a small heart attack. He's diagnosed with 3 congested arteries. He says he was shocked because he says he leads a healthy lifestyle. He says he's doing better after having 3 stents installed. As for the butt and the sciatic pain, he says he gave up the painkillers because they were, a horrible trip. But the pain is, quote, kind of livable because he's got such a great physiotherapist.
Okay.
Brian May, the guitarist for Queen.
We're hoping he can do better.
Battling a series of health issues in recent months. So we'll wish him the best there. All right, it's 818 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. And let's take a look at what's going on in the world of sports. We do start out with an obituary from the holiday weekend. One of the great college basketball legends of all time, coaching legend, has passed away. A Kansas native, too.
Longtime college basketball coach Eddie Sutton has died at the age of 84 from natural causes. Elected to the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame last month, Sutton was the first coach to lead 4 different schools into the NCAA tournament. He died Saturday at his home in South Tulsa, Oklahoma. For more than a half century, Eddie Sutton coached basketball at 6 different colleges and 1 high school. 37 years in Division I ball, he led 3 teams to the Final Four, won a pair of SEC titles in 4 seasons at Kentucky. He coached his alma mater, Oklahoma State, for 16 seasons, 13 of which included trips to the NCAAs and 2 Final Fours. Oklahoma State said Sutton, quote, revived our historic basketball program, and he will always be revered and loved by the Cowboy family. Eddie Sutton was 84 years old. Jared Max, Fox News.
All right. Eddie Sutton, of course, Kansas native. Buckland, Kansas. Born in Buckland, out in southwest Kansas, not far from Dodge City. Did you feel the ground move there, Jed?
No, I did not.
During that report?
Did we have an earthquake?
I thought I felt the studio shake a little bit. I wondered if we had an earthquake.
I didn't notice any
movement. It's interesting, though,
that
you're standing on the floor and I'm not.
Yeah.
But I thought I felt a shaking.
Huh. I don't think I did. You know, the one time when I was in here and I did notice something, it wasn't because I felt it, because I actually saw movement.
Well, I didn't see that.
In the microphones.
I just thought I felt the ground under me a little shaky.
Huh.
Well, I guess we'll keep an eye out for that. Or I may be having a health issue as well. Who knows what's going on here.
All right. Or there's some kind of something or other wrong with the chair you're sitting in.
There could be many reasons. All right. Let's move on to pro basketball. What's going on with the NBA trying to get its season started again? Here's Adrian Wojnarowski, ESPN NBA insider.
If you go to a play-in tournament, that possibly now opens up the league's playoffs to the 9th seed, the 10th seed, maybe as far as even the 12th seed in a play-in tournament. Remember, the teams who have those 7 and 8 seeds, like Memphis, for example, they would have had their toughest stretch of games coming in the final weeks of the season. You know, a team like Portland, who was behind them, New Orleans, had easier stretches, but this is how it shakes out. That's going to be another, especially in the Western Conference. That's another thing that they're looking very closely at. New Orleans, for example, they really want to be in a play-in tournament. They want a chance to get into the postseason. But if you're the NBA, do you want to create a situation where Luka Doncic in Dallas could get knocked out? There's a lot to consider here.
What about the possibility of partially full stadiums for the National Football League this fall? Here's Jeff Darlington, ESPN NFL insider.
The NFL is also having contingency plans. They're preparing for the potential of 3/4 full stadiums and half full stadiums. But I have spoken to one executive in the league who mentioned that that's a troublesome thing to have to do. If you don't decide soon enough on whether this is going to be half stadiums or full, you don't know exactly how you sell out your bowl when you start to do ticket sales. So the sooner they can make the decision on this, the better it will be logistically for all teams.
And, of course, graduation ceremonies this spring have been strange, to say the least. But no matter how you do it, even if it's a virtual graduation, how about your commencement speaker being Pat Mahomes, who did that for his alma mater for college, Texas Tech University?
We've all had to take a moment and learn to adjust to these new challenges. And when the odds are stacked against us, we make a play. And I can tell you, this is going to make us all more competitive and hungrier than ever. Remember, this is still a day to celebrate, to look back on your friends you've made, the professors who have changed your life, and the memories that you will cherish forever. Whatever plans lie in front of you, I have no doubt you will go out there and show the world what it means to come from Lubbock, Texas. Go out and win your Super Bowl.
There you go. Chiefs quarterback Pat Mahomes delivering the commencement address for his alma mater, Texas Tech. That's sports with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Be sure to keep it here. We have traffic and weather on the way and lying to the FBI and presidential pardons. That story coming from the Sean Hannity Morning Minute here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.